It's very appropriate that Parshat Nitzavim is always read during the Slichot period right before Rosh Hashanah. This is because Perek Lamed is the Perek in the Torah which deals most extensively with the concept of tshuva. Let's take a look at a couple of points in this Perek that can guide us to the most basic levels of tshuva. First and foremost, if we look at the first psukim of the Perek, we see that it's not just the Jewish people who need to do tshuva. When we do tshuva, Psukim Gimel and Dalet describe how Hashem also returns to us, more exactly returns us to Him. The word tshuva is used both to describe our process and the process of God again showing mercy to us and allowing us, facilitating our return to Eretz Yisrael. The famous Psukim Im Yeni Dachacha B'Ktzei Hashamayim Misham Yikabetcha Hashem Elokecha Misham Yikachecha, etc., that we quote in the tefillah for Medinat Yisrael, because they express the religious significance of our return to Israel. Focusing, though, on our tshuva, what we note is that before the Torah describes the return to God, it describes the return to ourselves, most specifically to our own hearts. V'hashevota el livavecha. The word livavecha is the key word throughout this perek, focusing us on the fact that tshuva is something we need to begin by introspection, reconciling between the different emotions that pull us in different directions. We're looking more forward into the perek. It says, "Tshuva is not above and beyond you. Lo nifleiti mimcha v'lo rechokahi, ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od, beficha ubilvavcha." The word levavcha, the two bets, imply, hint to the fact that within our hearts we have the Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Tov that drives us to devote ourselves to things beyond ourselves, the Yetzer Hara which pulls us to focus selfishly on ourselves. Before we can return to God in any meaningful way, we need to return to ourselves, focus on who we actually are. And this is how we can be forgiven for our sins, because we come out with a clear identity. That's the basis of the good things we do, as opposed to the mistakes we make. And when we do this, when we introspect, when we focus on our own heart, we come automatically to God, because our soul is an intrinsic part of God, of Hashem's holiness. When we come to and reconnect with our true selves, our real heart, this brings us back to Hashem, who brings us back to Him. Living in this special time, where the process of God bringing us back to Him and His land has begun, this should inspire us to be doubly committed to our process of return to Him by returning to ourselves. Let's do this so that we can enter into Rosh Hashanah with a proper mindset, or more exactly, heart set.